Love Talk Radio.
Today, oh hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, some of you just started listening to this service. God bless you. Call somebody. You call somebody up on your other cell phone. And I know Hope got 2-3 cell phones. Call them up on your other cell phone and give them the number to this station, to this service, because they're going to be blessed today. Hallelujah. The biblical foundation for this ministry is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, and the very first verse to the 6th. And I heard the word, glory to God, the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thank you, Holy Ghost. No, he didn't say that. I'm just adding. Arise and go down to the Father's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I rose, and I went down to the Father's house, and behold, hallelujah, he wrought a work on the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, oh, glory to God, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. That includes us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Useless effort, I mean,
That's useless. You can't get all of that done. And she said, it'll mean much to that one that I do get back in the water.
That's right.
To that one. So I'm not saying tell 1,000 people a day, although if you do that, that's great. But just at least one person. Because it will mean something to them. Is that all right, y'all?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I've got to underscore this because, see, you know, I told my wife one day, and then I think I used it as a nugget one day. A motivating nugget is that you got to eat what you serve. So here's what. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to get out of your seats and go around and tell somebody you love with the love of the Lord. And if at least give them a fist bump. I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. God love you now. I can see. God bless you. So the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you now. God bless you now. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, the Lord. God bless you now. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love. Oh, God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Queen. Thank you. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. The glory of the God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I will shake your head anymore. Yes, Lord, I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you. Some of you have been up here about 4 or 5 times. That's all right, though. I love you 4 or 5 times more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, your family.
Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't judge you for the
king.
We don't worship you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you. May God bless you. All the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
Bless you. I think I was a shy. Hallelujah. You know what? I don't know about y'all, because I can only talk about myself, but I do feel better now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you go through life, you know, life happens to all of us. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around, circles comes again. Good, bad, and ugly goes around, circles comes again. It's good to know that somebody loves you.
Amen.
So Somebody loves you. We know God loves us because he sent his son. But it does encourage our hearts when we know that somebody that's in an earth suit also loves us. So I feel pretty good right now. Hallelujah. We can dismiss and go home now. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. Pastor teachers, at this time, can you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon?
Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Composition notebook or a big piece of paper. And Pastor got a lot of scriptures to give you today. Oh, my God. They got an ink pen, a good writing ink pen, a highlighter. Hallelujah. Your composition notebooks, of course. Hallelujah. Your communion elements. It's the meal that heals.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to write down those names of family members you want to stay in proxy for, those neighbors and friends and foes and everybody that you want to pray for. Mm-hmm. People that said, pray for me. I need a touch from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hallelujah. Those people that you met 2 or 3 months ago during the holidays. Hallelujah. If you haven't seen them since, you know you need to pray for them. You don't know what's going on with them. Hallelujah. Hold them up in prayer. Hallelujah. Call out the different communities of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. The different schools. Hallelujah. In Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Ask God to cover with the blood of Jesus. Pray for our young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't changed over your alarms and dates and times, hallelujah, set your alarm 5 minutes prior to the time. We had praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. We start the day off with a bang with Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. is Institute of Biblical Learning. Every Wednesday evening is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship from 7 to 7:40. Is the men's fellowship, and 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Right. Hallelujah. It will always be scripture-based. Hallelujah. Yes. We may not know to be able to give you a topic, but it's going to bless you, and it's going to be around the scripture. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And every Sunday at 3, we have a live service. Hallelujah. Yes. If you aren't able to be here, then please tune in over the airwaves. Yes. Hallelujah. So God can bless you. The first and second Sunday of the month, we have the pastor's corner. The third Sunday of the month, we now have the birthday corner. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our children, the Good News Youth Club, where they are being taught the word of God. By Elder Kiki Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey, they are teaching our children the word that the children have to and need to be covered. Hallelujah. And they need to know the word for themselves. Hallelujah. On the fourth Sunday, we have a minister, visiting ministry comes in. And this Sunday, this month, it is Minister Lorraine Gamble. Hallelujah. And at that spiritual meal, we'll have a free fellowship dinner. Come out and chill. Hallelujah. And be served free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. And sit around the saints of God and be blessed. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. We thank God for our beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful rooms, our beautiful offices, beautiful child care centers. Hallelujah. With his own private interest. Hallelujah. We thank God for even the washing stations in every area and in every direction or section of the city, in the north, east, south, and west of Baltimore City, so we can minister to the homeless. We want to be able to give them washing stations and give them clean clothes and be able to feed them. Hallelujah. And give them some job-ready skills. Hallelujah. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. When you come, hallelujah, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in the mighty work that she is doing in Uganda. Continue to cover her with your prayers. Hallelujah. She and her team travel back and forth to Africa. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Thank God for all that he's done. He's doing and going to do. And prior, the first and second Sunday of the month, also prior, 15 minutes prior to the service, is the Potter's House Challenge. Mm. Hallelujah. We have past winner. The past winner, two winners was the same person. Miss Annette James, and she won some cash.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, hey, you want to be a part of the challenge? Come on out. You got to be here prior to the service. Hallelujah. The first and second Sunday. Hallelujah. And don't let her be the winner of the next one. Come in and challenge her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to encourage the saints of God to get into the Word and to memorize the Scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? I was just sitting up here just relaxing and listening to what you said. Hallelujah, but praise God. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? I firmly am convinced that not one of us would be here today if somebody hadn't prayed for us. Somebody along the line called out our name to the Father God. It could have been mama, daddy, or sister, or brother, uncle, aunt, grandparents, or grandchildren. It could have been the preacher and the deacon and the elder. Could have been somebody in the pew. Could have been somebody in school or on the job. Somebody, somebody pray for us. You know, I got to underscore that right now.
I know
they
pray for
us.
Somebody pray for me.
They had it on their mind. They took a little time to pray for I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for Earl. The preacher prayed for Earl. And he asked his mind. He took a little time to pray for Earl. Put your names in there. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for her. My mother prayed for me, heavy on my. She took a little time to pray for her. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for her. Hallelujah. Take the time to pray for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for her. Somebody prayed for her. Had it on. Took the time to pray for her. I'm so glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray. So glad they pray.
I was born to rejoice. Hell would be lost. For you glad they pray. Are you glad your mother pray? Are you glad the preacher pray? Are you glad the saints pray? I'm so glad they prayed for me.
The Bible said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Bible says, he inhabits the praise of his people. So when the praises go up, Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm going to play selection of a prayer. And in the background. And I want you to name people. I don't care who it is. God's going to hear what you say. You may have to describe them to God, but he'll know who you're talking about. Pray for others. You see, the seed you sow is the crop we grow. You pray for others, guess what? Folk praying for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our families, oh God, for those that we come in contact that are part of our eating, Lord. Hallelujah. Family doesn't require blood, it requires love. What is she good for you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
The signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Bless us. Pastor Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dominique Jones, Danielle Curtis, Pamela Curtis, Nicholas Jones, Dorina Jones, Dominic Emery, Elijah Curtis, Austin Griselda, Malachi and Xavier Reina.
Signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, hallelujah. Under the sound of our voices right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I want you to know that each and every one of you, you listen to my voice, got to understand this. You've got the desire to grow spiritually. You got the desire to be better today than you were yesterday. You got the desire to be know a little bit more about God today than you did yesterday. Don't you try to compare yourself with anybody. You compare yourself with yourself and with his word. And that settles it. Right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're moving up into a different level, even on today. And our next segment is the birthday corner. But we're going to do it a little differently. And Sister Angie says, she's going to watch and see how Pastor Peaches is going to do Birthday Corner today. Hallelujah. I'm going to watch and see how she's doing, too. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that out loud? Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody help me. But I've got to put the music on. Honey, praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
Next month, hallelujah, and even add to it.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now look here, I want you to go over to Elder Cutie and her God, at least give a fist bump for Justin, her son. And Elder Cutie, you told Justin that a whole bunch of folks that they don't even know gave a fist bump. Hallelujah. Celebrate his birthday. In the grace and mercy of God. That's why we do this, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
I say praise God. I say praise God. With all of the ball, I will tell you, I say praise the Lord. Pastor Jesus. What is the name?
We gotta do this. We gotta do this quickly before the Good News Club goes. Before we go,
there are several people who there's one person who completed first semester and did not get the honors quarter or certificate. If they're here now, you can step up right now. Okay. Yeah, they didn't get the certificate for the first on the honors course. They're not here. Okay. The second semester, there are three people who successfully completed the second semester. Are they here? If they're here, can you step forward right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches would like to present something to you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. First, before you present it, I want to, and this is the second semester. That's you. You're right over there. Okay, here, and there's a deacon AJ somewhere?
Yes, he's right there.
All right. Three people, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want you to put your hands to these folk.
Thank you,
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these three. We thank you, Lord, that they have determined and committed to grow spiritually. And in recognition for their stick-to-itiveness, their longevity, whatever else, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for them successfully completing their second semester. And in honor of that, Lord, be giving them a certificate so they can cherish and that no one can take it from them unless they pull a gun on them. But other than that, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We'll give them another one if that happens. In Jesus' name, we ask that you bless their walk, their talk, their thoughts, their life, in Jesus' name. Let your church say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
These certificates is a certificate of completion. This certifies that. Okay. Brother QB is the first. QB Stevenson has successfully completed the requirements for second semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning and is truly awarded this certificate by Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Is the organization in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, and the date, the original date is on here, which is the 20th day of December, 2022.
Amen.
And signed by the Bishop Earl T. Byrd and Pastor William A. Byrd.
Right.
This is only three of here. I'll read it for each one. Certificate of completion that certifies that Anjanette Harris has successfully completed the requirements for the second semester of Institute of Biblical Learning and is hereby awarded the certificate by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, is the organization in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. This 20th day of December in 2022, the sign of Bishop Earl T. Byrd and Pastor William A. Byrd. Hallelujah. Certificate of completion that certifies that and that James has successfully completed the requirements for the second semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning and is hereby awarded the certificate by Renewing Your Mind Ministries International in the city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland, his 20th day of December in the year of 2022, by signed by Bishop Earl T. Byrd, Sr. and Pastor William A. Byrd. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
And the church, and it carries the church's seal.
Hallelujah. Give him a hand as he goes out to this. God bless you, God bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to give a cheer glory to God. Applause for the good news you've caused as they leave. Hallelujah. Let me see if I got something for them. I don't want y'all just to walk out. I want y'all to march out.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for heroes. People need someone to look up. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
across the hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, Lord. What is the biblical foundation of this church? Where is it found? What's the address?
Jeremiah 18, 26.
Kong. At this time. Pastor Peters, you cannot answer this question. But everybody else can. What does Deacon AJ's initial stand for?
Is it
neck James?
Yep.
Yes. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, what time is it?
Oh, Holy Communion time.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that it's the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life, that gives life, revives life. And hallelujah. Deacon AJ, thank you for working with Holy Communion. And I apologize for using you as a test for the rest of the service, for the rest of the congregation.
Hallelujah.
But this is an important meal, you know. Because some folk don't make it. Don't make it. I believe, now I can't, you know, attest to this, but I believe that some people are here because they took Holy Communion. We take it every morning, y'all. It's the meal that heals. This is what Jesus did, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say amen when everybody has gotten their elements. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the elements of Holy Communion. We lift them up, Lord. We ask that you would bless and honor and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on today is found in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verses 23 to 30. And the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves, and we do get that. We do that in the light of his word. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Who shall come? Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We understand, we fully aware, we comprehend what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Now in the text of today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to ask God to forgive us. Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission. We forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now we're ready, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious, give your voice out of the voice of the Baba. Give your voice out of the voice of the
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Again, the word of the Lord says in the text, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Bless be God the Lord. That's what that means. We're taking communion regularly because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses, to life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19 says, God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Oh, glory to God. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it will set. We thank you for your word on today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, Lord. It's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2 says so. So on the same night, it was the Lord Jesus Christ who was betrayed.
In remembrance,
he took the bread.
We take the bread. Your body.
And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it.
In remembrance,
and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And every time.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare you will heal us everywhere we hurt you. Thank you, Jesus. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside our mouth, our ears. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, in Jesus' name. Cancers dissolving, tumors disappearing, new knees, new kidneys, new springs, new livers, new gallbladders, new hearts, new lungs, blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappearing, COVID disappearing, pneumonia, arthritis, glucose levels coming to normal. High blood pressure coming to normal. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your healing right now. Somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. Pain in my back. Pain in my leg. Pain in my knee. Pain in my eye. Pain in my toes. Pain in my hands. Pain in my side. Pain in my arm and my legs, my elbows, shoulders. We thank you, Lord, for healing. Not just the pain, but the reason for the pain. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your healing on today, Lord.
Reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys
every curse of us and our family, every standard of hex, every touching. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, in Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covered all. My devil, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly shall our family bear the confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17, hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, living, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry that helps. We're brilliant, awesome, amazing, intelligent, powerful, perfect, strong, mighty, great, beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said, what do you say, bring your brother God? Hallelujah, glory to God. More than we should get it in. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now? Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory, O God. Heal the one, deliver the one, set the captives free, save, deal with the Holy Spirit, O God. And let these lips of clay speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, you already defeated me. Curse you by the root and command you to bow to Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest and the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 36, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. My. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Pastor Peter, thank you. You better read the addresses real quick. You need a mic.
Yes. Romans 1,
yes.
17b,
yes.
Galatians 3, 11b, Romans 8, verse 7, Galatians 5, verse 17, James 4, verse 1, Hebrews 11, verse 6, Hebrews 11, verse 1, Romans 6, verse 19, Luke 8, verse 25, and 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. In 1984, a lady named Clara Paylor, P-E-L-L-E-R, who retired from being a cosmetologist for about 34 years, became an actress. And one of the things that she did, she was about 84 years old at this time. She did a commercial. She teamed up with two other elderly persons, and they rode around in this commercial. And they stopped at a fast food restaurant. And on the, what do you ever call it, the side, I said, the home of the giant bun. And they were hungry because they were around for a while. And they all got out and went into the restaurant and ordered the hamburger, the giant bun. And they went to their seat, sat down. And they happened they had to take the top off of the bun, and they needed a magnifying glass to see the beast. And her immortal words, where people remember that to this day. I called the library the other day. And they said, I remember that commercial. It was a Wendy's commercial. Yeah. And she said, where's the beef? Where's the beef? Big bun! Where's the beef? Oh, shake it. Hallelujah. Where's the beef? For just a few minutes. Might be part two of this, or where is it? I don't know. It depends on how far we can go. The subject of today's message is, where is the beef? Neighbor!
Neighbor!
Oh, neighbor!
Oh, neighbor!
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Tell another neighbor, because they were hard of hearing. You might want to talk to somebody else on the other side. Neighbor!
Neighbor!
Oh, neighbor!
Oh, neighbor!
Where's the beef? Okay, you in radio land, you may be by yourself. That's all right. You look in the mirror and you just say, self, oh, self, where's the beef? Okay, read the first scripture for us, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Romans 1:17b, the just shall live by faith.
Okay, read the second one, because I think I want to go to another scripture. But the second scripture, where is that at?
Galatians 3:11b. The just shall live by faith.
Now, I want you up in here to substitute where's the faith for where's the faith. I want you to say it. Where's the faith?
Where's the faith?
Where's the faith?
Where's the faith?
How do you spell faith, somebody?
F-A-I-T-H.
Good God. Lord have mercy today. Hallelujah. I know somebody said, boy, he just like giving away. That's right, because it doesn't mean as much to me as my God. I hope y'all don't mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where's the faith? Read another scripture, because we got to get into this.
Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
You've got to understand this scripture. When you deal with a spiritual concern, a spiritual question, you do not answer a spiritual question with a flesh answer.
Okay.
Because the flesh is at war with the spirit, and the spirit with the flesh. Like all in one, they don't mix, y'all.
Amen.
So in your answer to a spiritual situation, before you open your mouth, you need to say to yourself, where's the faith?
Where's the faith?
And then if you want to go further, you got to go back to 89, 90, where they had this campaign, What Would Jesus Do? That's where it started, y'all. Y'all thought it was in the 1990s. That's 100 years late. Honey, but you need to say, before you open your mouth, because I'm going to tell you something. Loose lips.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For real.
Yes. Amen. Come on, Marcel. Come on, Marcel. Come on, Marcel. Come on, y'all got to understand this stuff here. I'm not just whistling Dixie up here.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
I'm not just saying stuff just to be cute and all like that. I want you to get a hold of it because it's going to mean the difference between life and death, between you getting blessed or your blessing going by you.
Amen.
Now, you can do one or two things. Receive the blessings of the Lord or wave to them as they go by.
Amen.
Which one do you want to do?
Amen.
So you got to say, where's the faith?
Amen. Amen.
I know there are a lot of folks that talk a big talk.
Yeah.
Oh, they sound holy. Oh, I of their mouth, you know, oh, they come out with the tongues and everything else. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But they got a faith that says, God, I'm going to but when they are approached by a spiritual situation,
come on now.
And they deal with a first answer, where the beef?
Right.
Where's the faith?
Yes.
They didn't even think about faith. They think about what God said. They omit what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And they are telling you what their flesh say.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it ain't going to please God.
Amen.
Because the flesh is at war with the spirit.
Amen.
You know that's not going to please God.
Amen.
Give me another scripture real quick.
Galatians 5:17.
Mm.
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit.
Come on now.
And the spirit against the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
You understand this? When you go to deal with a situation, you must ascertain, you must figure out, is this a spiritual situation?
Come on now.
Now, if it is a spiritual situation, it will dictate to you, well, I've got to give a spiritual answer. And where can you find spiritual answers, somebody?
In the Word of God.
Who said that?
In the Bible.
Who said that?
I did.
Who's
in the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Peter.
Oh, God.
You know what? And y'all gonna know this now. The pocket's empty now.
It's all right.
It's all right. Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Jesus is Lord.
Oh, yes, he is all the time.
You must understand. You want to show that you're not a babe?
Because
babies answer spiritual things with flesh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They ain't worried about any spiritual connection, any spiritual connotation.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about how they feel, what you're not doing for them, what you're not giving them, what you're not...
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're worried about. They're worried about fleshy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're babes in Christ. I'm not saying they're not in Christ. But see, they're babes. They still wearing diapers. They still need milk. When they get upset at you because you give them the word and they try to throw the word back at you.
Ooh, come on now.
God gave you the word to give to them. And they try to throw it back at you. And you the pastor. You lay before the Lord hours in the midnight at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're up there praying, speaking in tongues, trying to get a message, trying to get hear from God, and they're snoring. Or they're eating a tuna fish sandwich in the middle of the night. And then when you try to correct them, because the Bible says to do that. They throw it back at you, and they tell you, you ain't all there. Well, you can say anything you want to. Because I don't compare myself with what you say. I compare myself with what the Word says. I stand on the Word. I stand flat-footed on the Word. I don't care who you are. You may be the president. I don't care. I stand on the Word of God. We in the Word of God. We the majority. I don't care what you say. Poor shit, Katie Moshata. Give me another scripture.
James 4:1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even to your lust that war in your members.
All this strife and stuff, you see folk in strife? You see folk want to do crazy things, want to disrespect the leadership of the church, want to do a lot of it. That's the thrust. That's the last of you. I want. It's about me. It ain't about you. It's about what's happening to me. It's not about what can be good for the whole body. Y'all got to understand that we in this together. You can't serve God without serving others. Did you know that? Because we the hands and feet of God. So you can't serve God if you don't serve others. And as a leader, as leaders, we need to be servant leaders. And you cannot lead from behind.
Amen.
You can't encourage people to go to church if you don't go.
Amen.
I don't care. If somebody got a business opportunity they want to share with you, and say, man, you ought to get in this thing. It's the bomb. It's the physical symbol. It's all that. And say, well, are you there? No. What you gonna do with that? I'm gonna put it up out 13.
Amen.
I'm gonna hear it going in one ear, coming out the next.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. And I might get to step because people around like that, they may have the form of God in us, but they don't have, they deny the power they are. And I'll tell you, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, I'm a man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not boasting. I'm confident in the faith. Because, see, I don't stand on my own. Because old bird and bag of chips. No, what am I? Let me back up. Old bird and 50 cent may not even buy a bag of chips.
You right.
Old bird and 50 cent may not even buy a cup of coffee.
Not today.
But old bird and Jesus can conquer the world. You ain't God out of the majority, y'all.
Amen.
Don't get worried about what people say or even what they do. You just pray for them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Until God says, don't do it no more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something. Lord, I never heard God tell me not to pray for somebody until maybe about 50 years ago. I was praying for somebody, and they kept coming back. And they would say, I don't know why I came back. I just had to come back. And God told me in the middle, and I said, look here. You're messing it up. Stop praying for them. And I stopped. They ain't come back. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Taylor, Lord, you just don't know. See, sometimes God is trying to tell you, season's over. This stage is over. Let's move on up.
Yes.
Let's move on up. I've got some more things to do. I'm accomplishing what I want to do in your life.
Yes.
They're under obstruction. They're trying to keep you derailed from the track that I laid out for you. See, they call that derailment. When a train is off the track, they call that what?
Derailment.
So you got to stay on the track, and I must have got off the track because the title of this message is, where's the peace? Where's the faith? You got to put the faith of God. Okay, give me another scripture real quick. Somebody said 97.
11:6, Hebrews. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
I want you to know this. You do not please God if you don't use faith.
Hallelujah.
You are displeasing to God. If you are dealing with a situation, with a plus answer to a spiritual situation, you're not pleasing God.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It's the word. It's the word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
They say my time's up, but don't you touch that phone. I'm going to, they're going to give me more time.
Hallelujah.
I believe it all. Yeah, see, y'all got to understand this. Y'all got to get it in your spirit. You show a spiritual maturity by approaching spiritual things with a spiritual answer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You got to ask God, well, God, what do you say about this? God said, well, look here. What does my word say? Because I've seen this situation before. Because there's 788,280 words in the King James Version Bible. And I know I done hit this before. So go to my word.
Amen. Amen.
You understand.
Hallelujah.
The answer's in the word.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Say, the answer's in the word.
The answer's in the word.
Because the word is the will of God. God,
amen.
The word is his will.
Yes.
Say this, the word is his will.
The word is his will.
His will is his word.
His word is his word.
That he lives up to his word.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Who shall come?
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
Yes.
Do I have any more scriptures?
Yes. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Now faith. Not yesterday faith. Not even tomorrow's faith.
Yes.
But now faith. I'm talking about right now, right this minute faith.
Yes. Thank you.
It's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Don't talk about what the devil's doing. Talk about what God is doing. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Now faith.
Yes.
Now faith. Yes. So, where's the faith?
Thank you, Jesus.
Where's the faith? Hallelujah. Give me one more scripture.
Romans 6:19.
Hey.
I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servant to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servant to righteousness, unto holiness.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. I want you to understand. I want you to understand this. When you use your faith in God, when you speak out in faith, when you deal with a faith answer to a spiritual question, you're pleasing God.
Yes.
And you're being holy.
Yes.
Not that you're trying to be holy, but you just are holy because you're using God's word. You're giving him his word back. Come on, one more scripture.
Luke 8:25.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him.
Stuff happens in your life. Don't you think it's a strange thing? Oh, it's a strange thing. Stuff that the children of cities and this, that the countryside. The Bible said in the last day all this stuff's going to happen. It matches the activity. It said what was going to happen. Jesus said, come on, you got me on board. Where's the beef? Here I am. Where is your faith? Do I have one more scripture?
Yes.
Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 11:31.
Mm-hmm.
For if we would judge ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we should not be judged.
Hallelujah. If we check out ourselves, in other words, if we look and say, okay, is this faith? If my answer, what I'm getting ready to do, is this faith, is this full of faith? In other words, faithful. Is it full of faith? Or is it full of foolishness?
Mm.
Is it full of feelings? Is it emotions? Is it a knee-jerk reaction? Or is it full of faith? If we
deal with that, and we're born again, we can come up with the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can judge us because we're using the word of God. We're saying what God says. And if they have an argument with what you say, because you just repeat what God said, then you tell them to take it up with the man.
That's right.
I did not write it. I can't make the change.
That's right.
Any more scriptures?
No, sir.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Where's the beat, y'all? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Where is your faith? Hallelujah. Put the faith into action.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't put foolishness into action. Put faith.
Amen.
You're a Christian, act like you are.
That's right.
See, you can talk all you want to. A lot of people do a great talk. Or they talk on the phone, they talk this way, talk that way. No, they do a whole lot of talking. But it's time to put up or shut up.
It's time
to show that you are. Not just talk the talk. It's time to walk the walk.
That's
right. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word on today.
Thank you, God.
We thank the Lord, hallelujah, for seed has sown, been sown in good ground, and that 30, 60, 100-fold, 1,000-fold increase in blessing shall follow. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we bless the name and the church says,
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
If there is anyone that would like to give their hearts to the Lord, hallelujah. If there is anyone, hallelujah, who says, I'm tired of sin, hallelujah, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, please raise your hand, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.